If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another Celeb Bet Friday edition of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays, and with me, as always, is Diz. Diz, how's it going, buddy?
Great. It's the weekend. That's all I have to say. Long-ass week, but we made it. Let's make some money. French Open final. I'm pretty juiced.
Absolutely. Let's do it. So the topic for today is cashing out. We talked about it briefly last episode. Is there ever... Well, first off, for those that don't know, cashing out sometimes with a... Usually it happens more so with parlays rather than single bets. Or if you have like a multiple day event, like a golf tournament, sometimes the sports books will offer you a cash out value. So wherever the event is or the game is that you're betting on, sometimes there'll be an option at the bottom where it says cash out. Sometimes it's more than what your initial bet is. Sometimes it's less. But Diz, has there ever been an opportunity where you wanted to cash out or figured you should cash out, or are you... You seem to me to be a pretty anti-cash out person.
I've never cashed out in my life.
Okay, that's what I assumed.
I'm not super against it.
But the timing has to be right, though. I mean, sometimes those cash out values just are ridiculous and there's no reason to cash out. But sometimes, you know, you get to a point where it actually makes sense. For example, if you go back to one of the earlier episodes, I had a story where I bet five pretty heavy underdog moneyline college football teams. The first couple hit thanks to a Navy comeback of like 24 points in the second half. And the third or fourth leg was going into overtime. And I could have cashed out for like, crap, I don't even remember what the cash out value was.
It was like 1,200.
Yeah, it was like 1,200, and if it would have went full out, I could have won like what, 5,000, 7,000, something like that.
Yeah,
and I decided to let it ride, and then of course that team ended up losing in overtime, and so I ended up getting nothing out of it. That was the pretty much the only time where I've really missed out on an opportunity by not cashing out, but it can kind of serve as a hedge almost. If you're not super confident and you have a good cash out value, you can always cash out and just, you know, take your winnings as is. Or, you know, sometimes there's an opportunity where your team's down bad early and you can just cash out for like half of your original bet, and sometimes you do that.
Yeah, so my biggest point about cashing out, can you hear me, Pat?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, I lost you earlier on, but I'm back now. The biggest thing about cashing out for me is if there's ever an advantageous time, the bookie won't let you.
Yes, that is correct, yes.
If you ever see the cash out option, it's the bookie tempting you to do it. In your case, in that parlay, Patty, because the payout was so freaking ridiculous and so absurd, like that might have benefited you to do that. Obviously, hindsight's 20/20.
Right.
But like, it's showing you that because they're like, oh, we don't want this guy to win however many thousands he probably will win, so let's throw this cash out option on there. Or it's like, you put a $10 bet, your team's down 30, you can make 3 cents.
Right, yes, 100%.
And it's just like, at that point, it's not even worth it. So like, for the most part, if you see the cash out option, like, let's think about this. Is the bookie trying to save their ass? Or like, can I actually like benefit from this? That's my only take on cashing out. The cash out is so bullshit because like it's not always there. It has to be generated by the bookies. And sometimes you can't, most of the time you can't do it. If you see the cash out option, it's probably because the bookie doesn't just want you to win less than you would if you didn't cash out. And that's how I've always seen it. And just because the bookies have so much control, like I would just say avoid cashing out unless you see like the rare time when you actually benefit.
Yep. Nope. And I'm with you. And the best way I think of when I think about cashing out is the old game show Deal or No Deal, right, Diz?
Yeah.
You have something in your possession. You have all the control. And the banker is offering you a deal that would benefit them in some way or the other. And it's kind of tough to choose to do deal or no deal in these situations. But I think generally speaking, cashing out usually is not the move.
Yeah, it's actually a great analogy with deal or no deal. The difference is, like, it's a bet you placed. Like, deal or no deal, you randomly pick a suitcase. Like, I hope you're not randomly placing bets. Like, if I take, like, let's
don't
say I
judge
take
me.
Yeah, it's just like if I pick something, I've done analysis, or it's like something I have a gut feeling on. It's not just like a random suitcase. So like the deal or no deal is actually perfect, and the bookies are just like the banker in that situation. The difference is just like hang on to what you feel. And if your team's getting blown out, you're not going to get a cash out value greater than like a penny. So I would say deal or no deal is a good example. Just like stick to your guns. Like you're not picking a random suitcase. This is a bet that you placed on with your willpower.
Yep. Nope. I'm with you. But it is something that does come up when you're gambling. I haven't seen a sports book that does not offer a cash out option at some points. So it's just something to kind of further the knowledge of new gamblers and people who are looking to get into the game to know that sometimes there is that option, but it's not always necessarily the right option.
Yeah, and I would say, too, you might have said this already, but you probably actually already said this, but I lost internet a while back. The cash out, like, it only, like, shows up very rarely. Like, when you look at active bets, you can see, like, what you bet on something, and then maybe you'll have the cash out option. But like I said, it's rare to see it. The bookies completely control when it happens, so, like, don't go off of this pod thinking like, oh, I can cash out at any time. No, that's the whole point. Like, you can rarely cash out, and when you do, it's because they want you to.
That's correct. And if there's ever a time when you're looking at your bet slips or your bets and you're trying to cash out, but you don't see the option to cash out, that's going to be the case most of the time. The bookies usually don't offer the cash out option unless they're kind of under the gun to lose a bunch of money.
Yeah, I first heard about like cashing out, and I just remember sounding so stupid when I was like, hey, like, how do you cash out? And my friend was like, you can't. Like, that's the whole point. Like, if you're winning a bet, you're not going to be able to cash out. So,
well, it's more so if you're losing a bet, you won't be able to cash out.
Yeah, but, yeah, that's what I meant.
But yeah, you're absolutely right. But, yeah. There you go. There's our little tidbit on cashing out. Let's do an NBA playoffs update. Nuggets Suns game 3 tonight. Suns are up 2-0 in the series and they're winning pretty easily. The Nuggets tonight are actually 1.5 point favorites. To me, this kind of seems like a trap, like it was last night with the Nets. So does the Nets won game 1 by 8 points and then game 2 by 39 points, like I mentioned, but yet the Bucks were favored last night by 3 points.
Wow.
And the Bucks actually ended up winning by exactly 3 points. So to have that kind of swing from a 39-point loss to win by three, I think Vegas is feeling the same kind of way tonight. And this honestly feels like if there was a game that the Nuggets would win, I think it would be tonight. But I'm probably going to stay away from this one.
Yeah, I agree with you. I would stay away. But
yeah. And then we also have 76ers Hawks game 3 tonight. The series is tied 1-1. 76ers won last game by 16. And now all of a sudden, Diz, everyone's saying that they'll be playing the Nets for the Eastern Conference Finals next round.
Wow.
But let's not forget that the Hawks actually stole a game on the road in this series.
Yeah, that's huge.
The Hawks technically now have the home court advantage. I'm actually still feeling the Hawks quite a bit. Again, I picked them to come out of the Eastern Conference, you know, in the first round, whatever it was, way back in the day. And I took like that extra little wager and said, you know, we're going to have a Hawks Suns finals. I still feel that. So let's not sleep on the Hawks just yet, just because they lost by 16. I mean, for Christ's sake, the Nets. Or the Bucks lost by 39 one game, and the next game turned around and won. So 16 points, I'm not buying it.
Yeah, that's That's a lot of points.
And the 76ers are hit or miss. You know, they have the games like last game where they come out like just killing it and looking really good, and the next game they'll come out and take a massive dump. So I'm still liking the Hawks in this series. NHL playoff update, Diz. There's no hockey tonight, but we are down to the final four. We got the Lightning versus the Islanders, and then my Canadiens versus the Golden Knights. Diz, other than the Lightning, who I think are the clear favorites here, who do you think has the best chance to win the whole thing?
I definitely think it comes out of the Lightning Canadiens.
Nope, the Lightning are playing the Islanders.
Oh. No, shit.
It's the Canadiens versus the Golden Knights.
Well, the Golden Knights are hot, but they're not as hot as the Canadiens, so I think it's Canadiens Lightning in the final. Still really surprised the Islanders beat Boston in six, but I just don't think they can beat Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
I thought the Lightning were playing the Canadiens. Why did I think that?
I have no idea why you thought that. Maybe you were thinking ahead to the Stanley Cup Finals, and that's what you thought, but... I saw something earlier today that had actually the Golden Knights as the favorite right now to win the Stanley Cup. I think the Golden Knights were like plus 125. I think the Lightning were maybe plus 140 or plus 150. And then you had the Islanders at plus 6,000 and then my Canadiens at plus 11,000.
Dude, Canadians are hot, man.
Or maybe it was plus 600 and plus 1100. That sounds more right. But yeah, no, I already have the Canadiens to win the Stanley Cup. I got them back at like plus 2,600.
Nice.
And I do like the Golden Knights. They're hot. They won four straight against who everyone thought, including Diz, was the best team and going to win it all in the Avalanche. I don't know. I don't see it going any other way than the Lightning versus the Canadiens. I thought about possibly seeing if I could find a way to guarantee money by betting on every single team except for the Canadiens, because I already have the Canadiens, but I couldn't quite get the math to work out, but it's something I might look into.
That's not a bad play. I might just go Canadiens to win that series, because they have to be underdogs, right?
I think the Canadiens, right? When I looked earlier, I think to win the series, they're like plus 320 or something.
That's nuts, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But I'm a big fan. I want whoever wins the Canadiens Golden Knights series to win the whole thing, obviously. Two of my favorite teams to bet on this NHL playoffs. But we will see. I think we got some good games coming up.
For sure.
All right. It is Friday, so we'll get into our celeb bets. Again, we had a bunch of submissions, so I appreciate everyone for that. And we actually have another first-timer here, Diz. So this parlay comes from Dakota. Shout out to Dakota. He is he's a follower of ours on Twitter. He's been following along. He's been tweeting us our bets or his bets. He's been tweeting about our bets. He's been super hot of late. It's at Dakota Siebert. Probably. I probably butchered that, but it's S-I-E-B-E-R-T on Twitter. And his parlay for today, he's got Brewers -1.5, Dodgers -1.5. And then Hawks money line and Suns money line. And when I put in that bet, I got it at +1,089 odds. So pretty good odds there. So thank you, Dakota, for that. Thank you for listening. Shout out to you, man. You've been killing it. And I actually really love your picks tonight, and I think that's going to hit. And so we'll get some more money going.
Hell yeah.
Disher's back with another same game parlay for us. Disher likes the 76ers +4.5 on an alternate spread. And then he likes Ben Simmons to score 10 plus points. John Collins, 1+3-pointers made. Kevin Huerter, I don't even know how to say that name, but over 7.5 points scored. Ben Simmons, over 5.5 rebounds. And then Trae Young, 2+3-pointers made. So that same game parlay is at +401 odds. So hopefully that one hits. He had a bad beat last Friday, so hopefully this one hits for us. This next one might be my favorite sled bet and possibly the best sled bet of all time. But the Podfather gave us a sled bet, Diz.
Oh, let's go.
He gave us an MMA bet. Now, You and I both know that my dad, or the Podfather, does not watch MMA at all, Diz. but
fantastic.
He likes Vittori to win against Adesanya. And his backup is he claims Adesanya is overconfident. So big fan of this bet here by the Podfather. You can get that at +215 odds when I got it. So let's ride with the Podfather here just because he thinks the other guy is overconfident.
Love that.
Yeah. And then our boy Miles, I knew this was coming. It is Celeb Bet Friday, and the Euros started today for the footy. So he actually gave me a bunch of Euros picks, but he told me to pick one, and so I'm going with the one with the highest odds.
Mm.
And so he likes Karim Benzema of France to be the top goal scorer in the tournament. The odds of that are at +2,000. Pretty juicy payout there.
Love the value.
So thank you, everyone, for sending in celeb bets. Keep them coming. We love them. And especially, you know, a lot of people that are more into sports outside of the main ones, that you know, builds our audience and kind of branches us out from our same old, you know, MLB, NHL, NBA picks. So we're big fans of that. And keep it coming. Keep tweeting at us. We love it.
Hell yeah. That's a full slate from the celebs.
I know, right? And then you just never know what you're going to get with the celeb bets, because sometimes they come out of left field with them, and those are the ones that we like the most. But let's go ahead and review our best from Wednesday, Diz. I went 2-1 again. And of course, in typical fashion, the bet that I felt the most confident in was the one that lost. But hey, that's gambling, baby.
Absolutely.
Diz, how'd your best bets do on Wednesday?
I went 1-1. The Bruins losing game 6 really kind of ruined my theory. So that kind of sucks.
Diz, I think we're losing you here, bud. I swear he doesn't have a robot voice changer on. That's just, he's in a sketchy part of town and he's losing connection and he keeps trying to talk and nothing's happening. But we appreciate you guys for hanging on here with us. We'll see if we can get Diz back into some cell reception area.
The value was +235. Patty, how insane is it? The best tennis player in the world has +235 odds. Oh no. Hold on, you got me? Patty? Yo, you got me? You got me? Hey, you got me?
Hello? Diz, are you there? All right, well, hold on, Diz. Hold on. We don't have you right now. I'll just go ahead and go with my best bets. And to go over Diz's best bets, he had Bruins, and the Bruins lost that game 6, so they lost the series. And then Diz also picked Djokovic to win, and we tweeted that out earlier this morning, and Djokovic had like +235 odds against Nadal, and he actually did end up winning. So that's big time there. But anyways, I'll go into my best bets of the night while hopefully Diz gets to some reception. So I got 3 MLB picks for tonight. We're going to start out with Orioles first 5 plus a half a run versus the Rays. Both teams are starting left-handed pitchers, and Baltimore is actually the best hitting team in the league against lefties. And Tampa Bay is 28th in the league against lefties.
Patty Parlay.
Anyways, the Orioles pitcher has a 3.6 ERA, and the Rays pitcher has a 3.95 ERA. So the Orioles are a better hitting team, and I think they have the better starting pitcher here. So I'm going Orioles first 5 plus half a run.
I think I'm back.
I think you're back too. We missed a lot of the best bets or your reviewing of your best bets, but I think I hit it with the Bruins and the Djokovic.
Yeah. What I was saying before I lost internet was just how is the best tennis player in the world +235? I get that Nadal is the king of clay, but it doesn't matter where you're playing. That value is insane. So I'm glad I jumped on that. We profited even though we went 1-1. And you better believe I got some women's tennis action.
Yep, absolutely. But anyways, back to my best bets. So I do like the Orioles first 5 plus a half a run versus the Rays. Then my next best bet is the White Sox first five minus a half a run versus the Tigers. The Tigers are pitching a lefty. His name is Skubal. He has a 4.33 ERA with an expected ERA of 4.99. And the White Sox are the fourth best hitting team against lefties. On the other side, the White Sox are pitching righty Giolito. He has a 3.88 ERA with a 3.34 expected ERA. So his going the opposite direction. And the Tigers are the 22nd in the league in hitting against righties. And then a little fun tidbit here for you. So on May 15th of this year, the White Sox were 22-1 since last year's opening day against left-handed starting pitchers. I'm not sure if they've had any games against lefties in the past month, but still, that is an incredible stat. So I like the White Sox minus a half a run versus the Tigers. And then my final best bet of the day, we're going Pirates versus the Brewers. First five, under 3.5 total runs scored. The Brewers are pitching Woodruff, and he has a 1.42 ERA this season. It's really incredible. The only kind of question mark here is the Pirates pitcher. He's only pitched twice this season. He went five innings both games. In one game, he gave up one run. In the other game, he gave up five. So we could go either way here. But I'm hoping, you know, with him being a fairly new pitcher, there's not much film on him, not much of a scouting report. And so the hitters might not be used to seeing what he has. And plus, the Brewers are the second worst hitting team against righties this season. So I'm going Pirates Brewers first five under 3.5 runs. All right, Diz, what do you got for your best bets of the day?
I just got one, Patty. That's the bad news. But the good news is that it's a freaking parlay, and I know you love that shit. So I'm betting on both finals of the French Open. Hate to see it go. Made some money again this year on the French Open. I got Djokovic as a favorite around minus 240. And then on the women's matchup side, I'm gonna say these names correctly, and you're going to be blown away. We have Krejcikova against Pavlyuchenkova, and I am taking the favorite, Krejcikova. Don't know anything about either of these tennis players. I'm going to be 100% honest, but I'm taking Krejcikova, who's the favorite, and Djokovic, who's the favorite. This is one of those, we kind of talked about this early on one of our earliest episodes. When you have a no-doubter, I am almost 100% sure Djokovic is going to win this match, but the value is not very good. Add someone else to get good value. So if as long as Krejcikova wins, in my opinion, I feel like I'm going to hit plus 150, and that's not a plus 150 value. So I'm almost assuming that Djokovic is going to win. It's almost a given to me. I know that's ballsy. I know that'll bite you in the ass occasionally, but no way Djokovic loses. I'm taking Krejcikova to beat Pavlyuchenkova. Hammer it, plus 150, deep fucking value. Let's go.
Nice. I like it. You did very good trying to pronounce those women's names. Shout out to you on that one.
Thank you.
All right, Diz. Hail Mary parlay of the daytime, baby. Today we got $1 to win $931.63. So these are all 10 of these are in the MLB today. We got Marlins first five versus the Braves. This one's going to make you throw up. We got Padres versus Mets, first five, under 2.5 runs.
I'm sick.
Yeah. That's because they got DeGrom pitching for the Mets and then Snell pitching for the Padres. And they actually faced off about a week ago. And in that game, there was one run scored between both teams in the first five innings.
Wow.
So,
pitchers faced off?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. And I definitely had the under in that one, and I'm going under again here. 2.5, that's the lowest I've ever seen a first five run line, but I'm still doing it.
Nice.
And then we got White Sox first five minus half a run versus the Tigers. We got Orioles first five plus a half a run versus the Rays. Mariners versus Indians first five under 4.5. Blue Jays versus Red Sox first five over 5.5. Pirates versus Brewers first five under 3.5. Astros Twins first five over 5.5. Angels first five minus a half run versus the Diamondbacks. And then finally Dodgers first five minus 1.5 runs versus the Rangers. that last one. I don't like giving up 1.5 runs in 5 innings, but with the Dodgers, you almost have to lay that every single night. All right, Diz, you got anything you got to get off your chest before the weekend?
Maybe just a quick little S in the chat to my boy Nadal. I hope he's not done. Clearly has some talent, and he's not completely fallen off. But I'm just I've kind of seen it with Federer. I'm hoping Federer's not done, but he probably is, at least when it comes to winning Grand Slams. Nadal, you know, I thought he was a lock to win the French Open for at least 2 or 3 more years, but he got dethroned today. So I don't know. F's in the chat for Nadal. I hope he wins another French Open, but until then, I'm gonna take Djokovic's value. So F's in the chat for Nadal. Glad Djokovic won, just because of the money. I prefer Nadal. So hope he wins another French Open.
I thought Djokovic was older than Nadal. Am I wrong on that?
They're both very close, but I know that Djokovic is still in his prime and Nadal is not.
Okay. All right. Well, fair enough. Thank you all for listening. We just wanted to give everyone a little bit of a tease. We are working on new merch. Currently, we have about 2 designs out there, but we are working on a few more merch items to get those out for you guys all. So keep your eyes peeled for that. If you want to check out our current merch, just go to sportsbettingbydummies.com. And at the bottom, you can see our merch store. You might have to do a little bit digging around because we're on there with the Permaglitch Gaming guys. We have some stuff on there, and hopefully we'll get some new stuff out for you guys coming here shortly. So have a great, profitable weekend, and we will see you all on Monday.